USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Experts say nobody dominated the Democratic debates last night on ABC. Former Vice President Joe Biden was challenged on his views on health care, race relations, and immigrant deportations under the Obama administration.
We didn't lock people up in cages. We didn't separate families.
The hottest exchange was with Julian Castro after he thought Biden misspoke about buying into his Medicare proposal.
You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in.
President Trump was criticized for his trade war with China by Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
I remember President Trump scoffed and said he'd like to see me making a deal with Xi Jinping. I'd like to see him making a deal with Xi Jinping.
And he was criticized for not acting after a series of mass shootings from Senator Kamala Harris.
Obviously, he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
Singer Eddie Money has died after a bout with cancer. Money was 70 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The Trump administration has begun enforcing a tough new asylum policy that was affirmed by the Supreme Court on Wednesday. The new policy effectively denies asylum to all non-Mexican migrants who arrive at the southern U.S. border. A spokeswoman for Homeland Security says the policy will be retroactive to July 16th. The Trump administration initially announced the rule. Under the new rules, asylum will be denied to anyone arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border who did not seek asylum in the country or countries they passed through first. President Trump has put speculation to rest over his next national security advisor. He says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not take both jobs and replace John Bolton. The president says there are 15 people who want the job.
It's great because it's a lot of fun to work with Donald Trump, and it's very easy, actually, to work with him. You know why it's easy? Because I make all the decisions that I have to work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A growing number of Americans fear they or a loved one will become a victim of a mass shooting. USA's John Clements reports.
Gallup took the telephone survey that was conducted from August 15th to the 30th in a random sampling of almost 2,300 adults. They found 48% of the respondents were very or somewhat concerned about themselves or a family member being a victim of a mass shooting. That 48% compares to 39% in 2017. Many of the respondents said the recent mass shootings led them to avoid public places like stores, restaurants, or churches, avoided events with large crowds such as concerts, festivals, or sporting events. 13% indicated they purchased a gun or a special product to protect them in the event of a mass shooting. I'm John Clemens.
Forecasters continue to keep a close eye on potential Tropical Cyclone 9, which is now a cluster of showers and thunderstorms slowly organizing over the Bahamas. The tropical disturbance could move over the eastern waters of the Gulf of Mexico, or it could become more organized and move toward the Atlantic coast. The disturbance comes on the heels of Hurricane Dorian, a Category 5, which slammed into the northern Bahamas last week. If the system becomes a tropical storm, it would be called Humberto. Forecasters say torrential downpours are likely across the Bahamas and parts of Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.